When I was in Rio a few weeks ago, I sang and danced to samba in the clubs, I heard it on the radio, and I ate a feijoada, Brazil's national dish, while listening to a live samba group. But I wanted to get more insight into the world of samba. So I asked the young samba composer and singer, Leandro Fregonesi, to take me to some clubs and educate me. I wanted to know, what is it about samba that drew him in? He started by telling me this.
It's very complete in terms of rhythm, melody, harmony. Here in Brazil, samba is the most representative way to express our emotions. When we are happy, when we are not happy.
O tempo que passou valeu. Sem raiva e sem rancor.
And as I hopped from club to club listening to samba, I realized this music lets you express lots of different emotions. Fregonesi says that's partly because there are so many different kinds of sambas.
We have like samba de enredo, which is from the samba schools. We have samba de partido alto, which sometimes the singers, they improvise on the theme. We have
Here's a samba written by Fregonesi and Rafael dos Santos called Do Tambor ao Terço, or From the Drums to the Rosary. Now, pay close attention to the sound of the drums. Samba's roots are in Africa, and drumming is a key element. And so are the lyrics. Samba composers write about love and heartache, separation and reconciliation, tragedy and triumph. Sambas can be about food, soccer, even politics. This one, played by a band at the Carioca da Gema club in Rio, is about the arrival of democracy in the early 80s. It's called Vai Passar by the great Chico Buarque. Fregonesi says a good samba composer is a storyteller who's sharp and insightful.
This is very important. In Brazil, the more witty the composer, more respected he is by others. It's a kind of measure.
Here's a witty samba called Samba Mestizo, co-written by Fregonesi and recorded by the godmother of samba, Betch Carvalho. It talks about the origins of the music and how samba became an anthem of freedom.
O samba é mestiço que nem o meu sangue brasileiro. Retrato de povo guerreiro que não cansa de lutar. É o compromisso de quem batalhou no terreiro e canta o ano inteiro pra história não se acabar.
On the last night I was in Rio, my friend Nilson Ramon surprised me with a special gift. He got tickets to a samba song competition at one of the oldest institutions of Brazilian carnival, the Mangueira Escola de Samba, Mangueira Samba School, near Maracanã Stadium. There were hundreds of people dancing and singing like there was no tomorrow. I was in samba heaven. Never in my life I even imagined I'd get a chance to see this kind of spectacle. The biggest party I've ever attended. So the next time you hear a samba, you'll know why it's such a rich and vibrant music. It's a way of life. For the world, I'm Beto Arcos.
Não, ninguém faz samba só porque prefere. Força nenhuma no mundo interfere. Sobre o poder da criação.
Não precisa se estar nem feliz, nem aflito, nem se refugiar em lugar mais bonito, em busca da inspiração.